Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Yes, doing this show today on Friday, heading into the weekend. Not my normal slot. Me and Justin Morgenstein, shout out to Justin, switched this week. And so I'll be doing just Friday this week, but we'll be back to the normal rotation next week, Monday and Thursday. But shout out to Justin, shout out to Kyle, shout out to Dan, shout out to everybody else on the channel. As the Phils, 69-46 now on the season, as we have a 3-game winning streak out here on the West Coast. First time since the Dodgers sweep, not this recent the winning of the Dodgers series, but the Dodgers sweep at home. Yes, it feels an eternity ago, but the Phillies have won 3 straight games, and it feels like, what? Does not feel like the last 3-game win streak was a month ago, but now we have our first 3-game win streak in a little bit of time, but we've gotten spoiled here in Philadelphia with this Phillies team. So Phillies 3-game win streak, and hope to make it 4 tonight against Ryan Nelson and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who will take the hill for them. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I do have bets for you for tonight's game. Do have bets. Haven't done that in a while. Have bets for you tonight's game. Got some updates for you on Austin Hayes, Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez, on all their injuries. So have updates for you on that. So we'll get into that. Pretty simple show for you today, and we'll end it talking about our little round of Major League Baseball and what's going on in the NL East, what's going on around baseball and other scores as well. So that's coming up. And a new podcast, you probably might have heard about it. Chase Utley, I think their second guest now for Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard, their new 611 podcast. Chase Utley was a guest and talked about a lot of great things, as you probably, if you haven't heard the pod yet, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to the entire pod, but got to listen to the rest today, and we'll throw a little snippet in there for you, as Chase talked about the Philadelphia fans. We'll get to that in just a little bit. So quick recap for you, quick recap. Bottom of the fifth, we'll jump all the way there. Eugenio Suarez hits a solo bomb off the foul pole in left field to make it 1-0 Arizona. Top of the sixth, Phils would immediately tie it. Weston Wilson double to left field to bring in Nick Castellanos, ties it all up. And then later that same inning, Phils will get a few more on a Trey Turner 2-run single. Bryce Harper hits an RBI single as well, and Kyle Schwarber would score 4-1 Phils. Bottom of the sixth, D-backs would cut the lead on a Jake McCarthy 2-run homer to right field. And then top of the seventh and ninth, JT Realmuto solo homer to right field, or excuse me, not to right field, to left center. I don't know why I wrote down right field. And then Edmundo Sosa, RBI double to right field, would bring in JT Realmuto himself. And then the D-backs would get another run in the ninth, but the Phils would take game one of the opener 6-4. Phils win. So Phils win opener over the D-backs in Arizona, 6-4. Game takeaways. So I felt like, as cliche and as simple as it is, important for this team to win 3 straight. The way they've been going, extremely important that they are able to take this series opener against Arizona, especially out there in the West Coast. But, the way this team's been playing baseball, I think it's good for them to get some mojo going, to get an actual streak going. Like a two-game win streak, is it really a win streak? I mean, I guess technically it is, right? Technically, it's better than just winning one game and then, you know, constantly only being able to win one game and not get an actual streak going. Yeah, two games is nice, but a three-game win streak, it's something. A three-game win streak is... It's important for a team, especially like a team like the Phils that have not been, that have been playing, you know, very mediocre baseball over the last couple of months in general. It's important for this team to win three straight where they are right now. And now they've been, you know, losing series after series, it feels like. And so I felt, you know, very important for this team to win three straight and win this series opener against Arizona. So for them to win the last couple of games against LA and win this first game in Arizona, I do think is important for them, you know, going forward the next three games against Arizona. So I did think winning this opener and winning three straight so far here is important. Second takeaway from last night's game, you got contributions from everywhere in the lineup. And I always love to see that, especially with how I've told you guys about how nervous I am about this Phillies team now heading into the postseason with the offense kind of doesn't score runs and doesn't, that they all kind of just, they just don't get it together when Turner and Harper and, you know, to a certain extent Schwarber, JT, when they're all in a drought, the offense can't really, you know, that they're not giving the Phils a chance to win. So I felt like watching last night's game, you know, and then obviously looking at what everyone did in this lineup is really important. I really do. I love when I look, you know, at the box score after the game. Trey Turner's got a couple of RBIs. Bryce is doing his thing. He has the RBI. JT has a solo home run. I know it was only a solo homer, but still, JT's coming in with the solo bomb. Edmundo Sosa, you know, has the insurance run late in the game, the right field. Weston Wilson starts off the game with driving in a run. And it was a centimeter, like literally a centimeter away. That might have been the closest foul ball. I mean, Weston Wilson almost had three RBIs in this game. But you get the point. Everybody contributed in this game. Even Johan Rojas was the only buddy in the lineup, in the starting lineup, that didn't have a hit on the day. Was still able to work a walk in this game and ends up scoring a run. So literally everybody in this lineup, you know, I know it wasn't everybody in the starting lineup. Brandon Marsh comes in late in the game. You know, I mean, look, they're facing a lefty. They're facing Jordy Montgomery. I get it. So, but for the lineup to score, you know, the way they did, and for everybody to contribute, I really do think is important. It's important to get contributions everywhere in this lineup, especially the way they're doing it. And they only hit, you know, they scored six runs on 14 hits, and it was only one home run. It was only one home run. I think for the offense to produce the way they did last night, I think this is how the offense, they've got to learn to score this way come playoff time. Just got to figure out a way to do this come playoff time. So I love the way the Phils offense produced last night. That's my second takeaway from last night's W. Third takeaway, Orion Kerkering didn't have a great night. He gives up the home run to Jake McCarthy. Stat line ends up with two earned runs, you know, two walks, two strikeouts. But besides Kirkring, man, everybody did their job, and I love the, you know, the blueprint that the Phils went with pitching wise last night. Yes, Kirkring came in. I still think, you know, that's not a bad move. Kirkring's been good this year. I know he hasn't been good as of late, but overall this year he's been good. But Colby Allard comes in and does more than he needs to do. I mean, he's like probably the fourth, fifth starter right now. This is what they signed him for: depth and to come in and do a job. And he did more than that. Goes five innings, six hits, one earned. I mean, that's more than enough. I mean, if he had given up a couple more runs, I mean, you would say, okay, Colby Allard, fine, and you know, but it ends up being perfect for what this team needed last night. Hoffman, Alvarado, Estevez. Yeah, Estevez gives up a run in the ninth, but he did have, you know, a nice little cushion there with the three-run lead, so that's fine. That's no big deal. Like, you're asking your closer just to get the job done, even if he gives up a run. I mean, it's not ideal, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're doing your job. Closer's supposed to do, you know, if he's got a three-run lead, give up one or two, get the W. That's what you're asking out of your closer. So he had that cushion where he could give up a run, and he did. And but Allard and the back end of the bullpen, they do their job, and that's a key piece to why they won as well. Offense, number one reason why they won, but Allard and the back end of the bullpen doing their job, I do think was probably the second biggest reason why they won this game. So that was my third takeaway from this game. Preview of tonight. Another, was it? It was 9:40 last night. 9:40 again tonight. And you'll have Zach Wheeler, Wheels on the mound, versus Ryne Nelson of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Before I get to the rest of the starting pitching matchups for the rest of the weekend, bets to take tonight. Got some bets for you. I know it's been a minute. Zach Wheeler, 7+ strikeouts and Phillies to win at +250. I feel like that's a safe bet. I feel like the Phils are going to keep this rolling. I know it's a Phillies podcast, so of course, most of the time, I'm probably going to say Phils are going to win. Most of the time. I try to keep it real as possible, but usually when I give you these bets, I'm most likely going to say Phils are winning. So Zach Wheeler, 7+ strikeouts, Phils to win, that's +250. Second bet, JT Realmuto to hit a home run. I'd say keep it going. Last night was his first home run since May 23rd, right? Back-to-back games with a homer, +470. Make some money off Ryne Nelson here.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd say JT is due to keep it rolling. JT's due to get hot. JT is due to get hot. He's due. I'm just saying. Due to get hot. +470. And then last one. Brandon Marshall records stolen base. You know, all around, you know, besides hitting lefties, great baseball player as far as being able to hit, you know, steal bases, play defense. And let's take stealing bases into account here. +400 to record stolen base. Brandon Marsh, take that. Those are your three bets right there. Rest of weekend. Tomorrow night, 8:10 p.m., Aaron Nola versus Zach Gallen. And then Sunday, 4:10, that's our time there, Merrill Kelly versus Christopher Sanchez. That'll round out the Phillies, the Phils West Coast trip. Merrill Kelly versus Christopher Sanchez, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. And that'll be the last game against Arizona and the West Coast trip to end things this weekend before Phils get back home. Injuries and moves. So I have some updates for you on a few different players here. So Austin Hayes, according to Rob Thompson, said Austin Hayes' hamstring injury is similar to Brandon Marsh's that Marsh got earlier this year. Marsh missed 12 days with his. IL stint seems likely, but an official decision will be made tomorrow. And that is according to Corey Simon on Twitter. So, of course, man, I was complaining about Luis Robert and them not, you know, them possibly trading for him. And he gets injured all the time. And I was like, I don't want to get him because he gets injured. And here Hayes gets injured. You know, I'm being kind of playful here, but it's, of course, the Phils get Hayes, and then he pretty much more or less immediately gets hurt. But it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, as it should only be a short IL stint, as it was with Brandon Marsh. So that's an update for you on Austin Hayes. Taiwan Walker looks like, instead of this weekend, which he was slated to potentially return against Arizona, looks like it'll possibly be against Miami. So it looks like he's on track to rejoin the rotation, and that'll be with 13th. So what's that? Yeah, well, which is Tuesday against Miami. So Corden Thompson's pretty good place right now. So we'll find out soon, but it looks like he's on track against Miami. So look out for Taiwan to be back early next week. Ranger Suarez, according to Lachlan Marsh on Twitter, Suarez threw a 36-pitch bullpen today. This is, 11 hours ago, so, yesterday. So today that Rob Thompson said went, quote, extremely well. Next step is live batting practice, and a rehab assignment is also on the table. Thompson doesn't think Suarez will be ready to return during the Phillies' next homestand. So, good stuff for Ranger there with the update from Lachlan Marsh. So appreciate that. And so, the bullpen went well. Next step being live batting practice and the rehab assignment. So everything looks like it's going according to plan for Ranger Suarez right now. So expected to return after the Phillies West Coast road trip. So hopefully, I wouldn't think that he'd be back by Miami if he still needs a rehab assignment. But we'll keep you updated as we go along there with Ranger Suarez. I wanted you to hear something real quick. Chase Utley was on with J-Roll and Ryan Howard for their podcast. Again, only listened to the first 15, 20 minutes so far before the Phils game came on last night. Got to finish the rest today. I will finish the rest today. But really thought it was the first 15 to 20 minutes. And what I saw on Twitter, this clip of Chase talking about his the first time he returned to Philly in a Dodger uniform in 2016, I believe, where he hit a home run. And he talked about that. And he talked about how he almost teared up. I want you to hear this. Here it is.
So my first bat got a huge, long standing ovation. And I was so nervous. Thousands of at-bats, and I'm nervous right now. My first at-bat, my legs are shaking. Anyways, the home run felt amazing. And then it was like kind of like a curtain call. And my teammates, because I had told so many stories about our experience, but playing also in Philadelphia in front of those fans. And everything was positive, right? And I think I was obviously proud I hit a home run. Mm-hmm. But the ovation that I received from the home team to the away player, you don't really see.
Right, especially in a Dodger uniform.
You don't see that. Not if they've, maybe first at bat, but then they're happy that you hit a home run against their team.
Right, right.
You couldn't script it. And I think it surprised a lot of my teammates because I told them how tough the fans are on opposing teams. And they're like, wait a second, they're giving you a standing ovation for hitting a home run. So a lot of emotion in that. Believe it or not, I almost got like teary. That first time I was able to hold it in and stay strong.
Yeah, man, if that doesn't want to make you listen, I mean, think about that. J-Roll, Ryan Howard, and Chase Utley all on a podcast together just kicking the you-know-what around. And I thought it was, what I've listened to so far or watched so far. I watched it on YouTube. So far, it was really awesome. And 100% need to listen to it. 100% need to listen to it. Watch it however you can. Go do it. It's really funny. It's very personal between those three and the connection the fan base had with those three, I think was, obviously really special. And think it's really, I obviously recommend it to any Phillies fan out there. So, and the only people listening to this podcast, I would assume, are Phillies fans. So it would make sense. Go listen to this pod with J. Roland Howard, with Chase Utley, their second guest. Also, if you haven't listened to the first one with CeCe Sabathia, that was really good too. It was really entertaining. So go check that out as well. So go check that out. Chase Utley with J. Roll and Ryan Howard. I'll probably share it out on my social media if you can't find it. I'll go share out the link right after I'm done this podcast episode. So around Major League Baseball, shall we get to a few scores around the league from yesterday on August 8th? So National League East-wise, Nationals lose 9-5 to the Giants at home. The Braves, they did put up 7 runs on the board. Usually that means a W. No, Milwaukee puts up 16. Milwaukee puts up 16 runs. My gosh. As Charlie Morton gives up 8 runs, and then Parker Dunsey gives up 5 of his own, which leads to a 16-7 win for the Brewers. But who the heck is complaining? The Mets, on the other hand, do 9 runs for them in Coors in Colorado, and 9-1 victory over them. So plus Miami loses 10-4 to Cincinnati at home. So the Marlins lose by 6 runs to the Cincinnati Reds. Makes sense. I mean, the Miami Marlins are just an inferior team to the Cincinnati Reds. But that's an update for you on the National League East scores. Any other scores real quick before we get out of here? Pittsburgh loses 7-6 at home to San Diego. LA gets a W in New York in Yankee Stadium, 9-4. Toronto, 7-6 over the Orioles at home. The Cardinals lose 6-4 in St. Louis to the Rays. And then finally, Seattle gets a 4-3 win over the Tigers at home. And so the Mariners get a W at home there. So that's pretty much it as far as Phillies Today goes for today. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend as the Phils look to make it 4 straight. And let's take 3 of 4, man. Let's take 3 of 4 from these D-backs. I mean, you got to win. By the way, you got to win tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's the ring ceremony, I believe, right? August 10th, I'm pretty sure I saw, is the ring ceremony for the Diamondbacks to get their National League championship rings. So you got to win tomorrow. You got to win tomorrow. Look, if anything, I want you to take 3 or 4. If you just don't lose tomorrow, you got to win that game. You got to win that game. Look, I don't hate the D-backs like maybe some other Phils fans do. I really hate the Phillies more for losing that series more than I do the Diamondbacks winning that series. But either way, make sure you win that game tomorrow. I ain't trying to lose ring ceremony game, okay? Okay, so get that series win tomorrow, or get the series win. Just win tonight, win tomorrow, get the series win. And make sure you get the cherry on top with the series win tomorrow against the D-backs. And just make sure you do that, please. Make sure you do that. So that's going to do it for me today. Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. Stay tuned for everybody else that does a great job on this channel. I'll talk to you guys early next week.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.